The rush begins in the morning. Every day, dozens of cars pull up in front of the Souchong factory in Seattle, Washington's International District.
Customers come in, they double park, you see, four-way flashers on, they come in, load up their trucks, and take off. Not a very long stop, maybe 5-10 minutes.
Tim Louie owns the factory. It was established in 1917 by his great-grandfather, who emigrated from China. The company makes most of its money from manufacturing noodles. But what most customers in the area know Souchong for is fortune cookies. You can find them in almost every Chinese restaurant in the neighborhood. Here at Jade Garden, a few blocks down the street, Alan Seidel is enjoying dim sum for lunch. He has been coming to the International District for most of his life, and the fortune cookie factory is part of his memories of the neighborhood.
They had a screen door that was open, and you could walk down the street and you could watch the fortune cookie making machines twirling around, and you saw the attendants placing each fortune into the dough before it was closed up.
Fortune cookies are a staple of America's Chinese food. They are golden brown wafers folded around a small slip of paper. The fortunes are pithy, but cryptic, like good things come in invisible packages, and accept the next proposition you hear. No one knows where or when the cookies originated. Some say the idea came from the Chinese, who put notes in mooncakes to warn of the Mongolian invasion in the late 13th century. A Japanese scholar cites the city of Kyoto, Japan, as the birthplace of the fortune cookie. Tim Louie has a hunch they were created in San Francisco. Whatever their origin, Souchong began baking them in the 1950s. And today, fortune cookies make up a quarter of the business. The top floor of the factory is where most of the production takes place. It is filled with a diversity of noodles. There are translucent rice noodles and crispy noodles made from wheat flour.
They're fried in deep fat oil, just like donuts.
There is a room where long, thin noodles hang from wooden rods to dry.
They're almost done. It's been in there almost 18 hours.
One corner is devoted to fortune cookies. Tim Louie says first comes the batter, blended in large mixers.
It starts off with 6 ingredients. This is my grandma's original recipe. Wheat flour, sugar, vanilla, water, eggs, and coconut shortenings. And the batter is really thin. It's almost like a pancake or a crepe batter.
Workers carry the batter in buckets to large round machines.
There's a tube that goes in there and it siphons it up and pumps it onto round griddles, about a couple tablespoons per griddle. And then as the carousel turns, a lid sets down and flattens and spreads the batter out.
The batter turns into a mini pancake. The round cookie is still soft for about 10 seconds, enough time to finish the work. Decades ago, women bakery workers would put the fortunes into the warm cookies and fold them by hand. Today, machines do it.
The fortunes are all stacked on top of that tray, and by a vacuum, it'll pluck one off the tray and stuff it into the cookie.
Souchong makes almost 30 million cookies a year. Tim Louie says the company has been, well, fortunate, despite hard economic times recently.
I won't say we were recession-proof, but we were able to survive it, where a lot of other business 30, 35, 40 years did not survive. So I believe just being manufacturing food, because people have to eat, we were able to weather the recession.
Even though restaurant orders were down, supermarkets bought more items from Souchong because customers were eating at home more. But as the business goes forward, Tim Louie says he's not going to leave his company's future to luck. He says he plans to make the production process more efficient and move into new markets along the West Coast. For VOA News, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock in Seattle.